apology for having such a wonderful kirtan. My apologies. But I should thank Jayadeva Prabhu for his kind help in reaching the temple even at this stage. Thank you, Prabhu.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama sloke
Bhaktir bhavati naistiki By regular attendance in classes on Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service on to the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. So today's discussion, the canto of the signs of God, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 52. Nishekadi samsnananta
Nishekadi samsnananta
Nishekadi samsnananta Nishekadi samsnananta
Nishekadi smashanante samaskare samskrito dvija indriyeshu kriyaya jnana dipeshu juvati
Nishekadi smashanante samskrito dvija indriyeshu kriyaya jnana dipeshu juvati Nishekadi smashanante Sam, 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 Nishekadi.
Nishekadi.
The beginning of life.
The beginning of life.
The purificatory process of Garbhadhana.
The purificatory process of Garbhadhana.
Perform when the father begets.
Perform when the father begets.
A child by discharging semen.
A child by discharging semen.
Into the womb of the mother.
Into the womb of the mother.
Smashana ante.
Smashana ante.
And at death.
And at that death.
When the body is put into a crematorium.
When the body is put into a crematorium.
And burned to ashes.
Burned to ashes.
Samskare.
Samskare.
By such purificatory process.
By such purificatory process.
Samskuta.
Samskuta.
Purified.
Purified.
Dvijaha.
Dvijaha.
A twice born Brahmana.
A thrice born Brahmana.
Indriyeshu.
Indriyeshu.
Into the senses.
Into the senses.
Kriya Yajnam.
Kriya Yajnam.
Activities and sacrifices.
Activities and sacrifices.
Which elevate one to a higher planetary system.
Which elevate one to a higher planetary system.
Jnana Deepeshu.
Jnana Deepeshu.
By enlightenment in real knowledge.
By enlightenment in real knowledge.
Juhvati.
Juhvati.
Offers. Translation by Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A twice born Brahmana or Dvija gains his life by the grace of his parents through the process of purification known as Garbhadhana. There are also other processes of purification until the end of life when the funeral ceremony Antyeshti Kriya is performed. This is due course a qualified Brahmana becomes uninterested in materialistic activities and sacrifices, but he offers the sensual sacrifices in full knowledge into the working senses which are illuminated by the fire of knowledge. Purport. Those interested in materialistic activities remain in the cycle of birth and death. Prabhutta Marga, or the inclination to stay in the material world to enjoy varieties of sense gratification, has been explained in the previous verse. Now in this verse it is explained that one who has perfect knowledge rejects the process of elevation to higher planets and accepts Nimritti Marga. In other words, he prepares himself to go back home, back to Godhead. Those who are not Brahmanas but atheists do not know what is Pravritti Marga or Nivritti Marga. They simply want to obtain pleasure at any cost. Our Krishna conscious movement is therefore training devotees to give up the Pravritti Marga and accept the Nivritti Marga in order to return home back to Godhead. This is little difficult to understand. But it is very easy if one takes the Krishna consciousness seriously and tries to understand Krishna. A Krishna conscious person can understand that performing yajna according to the karma kanda system is a useless waste of time, and that merely giving up the karma kanda and accepting the process of speculation is also untruthful. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kevala Viseda Bhanda Amruta Bhaliya Yahakaya Nana Yogi Sadapire Kadarya Bhakshana Kare Tara Janma Adapate Yaya Yaya. A life of Karma Kanda or Dharma Kanda or Jnana Kanda is like a poison pot, and one who takes to such a life is a doom. In the Karma Kanda system, one is destined to accept birth and death again and again. Similarly, with Jnana Kanda, one falls down again to this material world. Only worship of the Supreme Person offers one the safety of going back home, back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Kurmilitam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Gopakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Satanara Punatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Satanagarika Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchitananda Vigraha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turned the dumb into eloquent speakers and enabled the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Nishekadi Smashanante Samskare Samskuto Dvijaha Indriyeshu Kriyayajna Jnana Deepeshu Juhvati. A twice born gains his life by the grace of his parents through the process of purification known as Tathagata. There are also other processes of purification until the end of life when the funeral ceremony is performed. Thus in due course a qualified Brahmana becomes uninterested in materialistic activities and sacrifices, but he offers essential sacrifice and full knowledge into the working senses which are illuminated by the fire of knowledge. So Prabhupada starts his purport, those interested in material activities remain in the cycle of birth and death. So if someone is performing only materialistic activities, then the person is entangled in the material world. So therefore punarapi jananam, punarapi mananam, the birth, death, old age and disease, in that samsara the person is moving. And this is called the pravrittamar, or the inclination to stay in the material world to enjoy varieties of sense gratification, as been explained in the previous verse. So if we look at the context, the text, it is trying to tell us that purification is the essence of human life. We have entered into the material world because of impurity in our consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada says, what is the core impurity we are carrying in our heart? What is the core impurity we are carrying in our heart? Therefore we are in the material world. Enviness, yes.
Wanting to be the central enjoyment.
One central of enjoyment, thank you. Anything else?
Lust.
Yeah.
The propensity to lord over the material nature.
To lord over the material nature. Yes, all these answers are correct. I was looking for something else.
Karma.
Karma. To enjoy independent of Krishna. That's the core propensity we are carrying in our heart. And therefore, the rest of the aspects which you have said, that we are envious of Krishna, and then other aspects, they enter into our consciousness. And here, it is spoken in terms of purificatory process. So the human life is meant for purification from this consciousness. And fortunately, the Vedic scriptures suggest the purificative process Even from before the birth itself, we think that purification should start from after the birth, but in Vedic injunctions or Vedic culture, the purification process starts for a person even before the birth. And what is the process the purification process we undergo? It is called the Garbhadhan Samskara. So in this was explained that one who has perfect Brahmanical knowledge rejects the process of elevation to higher planets and accepts Nivritti Marg. In other words, he prepares himself to go back home, back to Godhead. And in the translation, gains his life by the grace of his parents through the process of purification known as Garbhadhana Samskara. So I was thinking of, as I was trying to read this book, Samskara, so that we understand what the Garbhadhana Samskara is, or what exactly this Samskara is. Has anyone read this book? Samskara book, has anyone read it? This was the question we spoke earlier also. Because the word Samskara is given in this book as from the Sanskrit, Samskara means perfect deed. It is highly beneficial, purifying and sanctifying ceremony. So Samskara is highly purifying, it is beneficial and sanctifying ceremony. Its right rests on a series of actions in harmony with metaphysical rules that manifest the invisible reality, which our gross senses cannot perceive in the visible world. Samskaras eradicate bad karma and increase the auspicious influences of material nature. So, but what exactly we mean by samskara and how are they performed? What purpose do we really serve in Vaishnavism for men and women on this day and age? Therefore, we need to go back to the basics of samskara and what do we mean by samskara in a simple language. Samskara, thank you. So samskara, if we try to translate in English, it is an impression. So it's an impression imprinted in our consciousness. And this imprint in our consciousness can take place even before the birth itself. It's interesting, if you have heard or if you have read the newspaper a couple of months back, it says that in, I think if I'm not mistaken, in South Korea, when a baby is born, according to them, the baby is 1 year old. We calculate our age from the date of birth. So after 1 year, we say we are 1 year. But in their calendar, after 1 year, they call us the baby that become 2 years. So therefore, from the time that the conception takes place, from then onwards, they calculate the age of the baby. And therefore, the impressions can be received by the baby, even when the baby is in the womb. So there must be some relationship between the country and the Vedic culture, and therefore they have that. And only recently they changed. They said that it is causing some confusion for the outside world, because when they said that 25 years, but actually according to others only 24 years, but in their culture it is 25 years. And how do we get these impressions? I've said we have gone through the cycle before, but also go through once again. So it is called that we generate so many thoughts in our consciousness or in our mind. And this we call it as a vritti. Here Prabhupada is trying to say that pravritti mark and nivritti mark. So the vritti is a thought. And this thought, according to science, they say, or the psychologists, they say that we generate anywhere between 5,000 to some 50,000 thoughts or 60,000 thoughts per day for a person. So that means that someone who is generating only 5,000 thoughts implies that the person is in a mode of goodness. But somebody who is generating 50 to 60,000 thoughts, it means that the person is predominantly in the mode of passion and ignorance. So therefore, so many thoughts, so much of disturbance in his mind is happening. And when these thoughts occur, generally the thought leads to action. And when the person performs action based on the thought, then that leaves behind a stamping. And that stamping is called impression, or it creates a samskara. And when this samskara is repeated, then it becomes vasana, or it enters into our subconsciousness and it becomes a strong impression. And to remove that samskara or the strong impression is not going to be easy, because that vasana is settling in our chitta, or it is stored in our chitta. So therefore, we have the thought vritti. That vritti leads to samskara, samskara leads to vasana, and the deep impression is stored in our chitta, and therefore Krishna facilitates our next birth based on what we have in our chitta and what we desire or what we deserve. So the combination of deserve and desire, Krishna makes the next body for us. And with that next body, we are born, so therefore we are carrying the samskara from our previous birth. And hence Sanskrit used the word swabhav. So this is swabhav of the soul, and but this is swabhav of the personality, is born with a material body, and that swabhav is carrying from his previous life. And that swabhav combines with prabhav in this lifetime, based on the parents where we have born, the society in which we are growing, and the institutions where we have been. All this contributes to prabhava, and therefore a person or a personality is defined by the combination of prabhava and prabhava. So many influences. And this is called the cycle in which we are in. And this cycle, so therefore, when I am born with a particular swabhava and I am influenced by the prabhava, generally, so therefore what is happening, I am driven by this swabhava I have in my consciousness. And hence, the Vedic scripture says that we are, our destiny is predefined. Why? Because that swabhava is there in our consciousness with the deeper impressions, and the influence we have, the prabhava, and therefore we are working with that mind and driven by the intelligence, so therefore what we get is the destiny. And the only way to be changed the destiny is to not use our intelligence, but use the intelligence of the scripture. And when we use the intelligence of the scripture, the predestiny undergoes a change. And therefore Prabhupada said that whenever we clap our hand, the lines undergo a change. I'm a standing example for the lines change, because according to my horoscope, I'm supposed to have left my body 5 years back. This is what astrologer when I was a young age, I was told. And then a couple of years back, astrologer in Melbourne, a devotee astrologer, said to me that I'm supposed to have left my body. But I'm still alive today. So therefore, the destiny has undergone a change because of the sadhana practice of Krishna consciousness. So I owe my current life to Srila Prabhupada. and the devotees. And therefore, this life, the water is left out, it should be used only in Krishna consciousness or the Nivritti Marg, not the Pravritti Marg. So therefore, the Samskara book says that the why we should practice the or why we should perform the Samskara, and it says that it helps to re-establish Varnashrama Dharma for the present and future generations. So the lack of social structure based on the divine precepts of the primeval tradition can only lead to chaos and anarchy in the short and the long run. And then it continues, support and complete rites of the Pancharatrika method, thus increasing its spiritual efficiency. Samskaras can in this way compensate for the fact that the Mahamantra is not chanted purely right away. So when we start our journey in Krishna consciousness, our journey is by chanting, but in the chanting it is not a pure chanting, it is a chanting with offenses. So then how do we progress further? Is by having the parallel track, the Pancharatrika method. Or the Pancharatrika method, generally speaking, one who engages in Bhakti Yoga requires some time before he or she can chant without offense the holy name of the Lord and thereby reveal its full spiritual power and efficiency. So samskaras can act somewhat like a stimulant to accelerate the chanting's efficiency and progress more quickly from Vaidhi Bhakti to Parabhakti. So therefore, this is the help or catalyst we get by performing samskaras. And the samskaras are performed, as Prabhupada says here, that right from the birth till the death, that is antyesta, till the death we perform, the samskaras are performed in Vedic culture. And here it's speaking about the Brahmana. One is even one who has perfect Brahmanical knowledge rejects the process of elevation to higher planets and accepts the Nivritti Marg. So typically the Pravritti Marg talks about the Dharma, Artha and Kama. These are the four aspects of the four aspects of Vedic culture, but in that the Dharma, Artha and Kama is part of the Pravritti Marg. When it comes to moksha, that leads to the Nivritti Marg. Am I making sense? The Pravritti, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha is the one which is spoken to us all through life. Even the time of marriage, the Brahmana tells us that you should perform, it is your duty to perform Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. He never talks about the Vaishnavism, but he talks only about these aspects. And then generally we tend to think that, well, the Moksha is not at the early part of our life, it is only after retirement, sometime into the future. And only Krishna knows whether the future comes at any time for individuals. So therefore, people tend to be in Nivritta Marg or only Dharma, Artha, Kama, and that too only persons who are in the Varnashrama system. Others, they don't have any idea. So those who are not Brahmana but atheists do not know what the Pravritta Marg or conscious movement is, therefore train devotees to give up the Pravritti Marg and accept the Nivritti Marg in order to return home back to Godhead. So if you look at the Dharma, so typically Vedic culture understand that in order to get some Artha, you should perform Dharma or piety. So it is not that based on the work we do that I am intelligent, I am a graduate, I am a postgraduate, I use my intelligence to work hard and then earn money. That's not the concept in the Vedic culture. Typically, Vedic culture expects us to perform pious activity, and based on that pious activity, we get Artha. And with that Artha,
who attempts to enjoy their life, karma. But somebody who is an atheist does not take the concept of the dharma, he does not follow any scriptural injunction. Therefore, the person is confined to only artha and karma. Says, so somehow I should earn money and then with that I enjoy my life. This is the regulated life of the modern culture. And within that modern culture, we find today, someone does not even follow the concept of the culture, therefore they set aside artha. Somehow we should earn money. Somehow we should earn money, whether it is begging, borrowing or stealing. And this is not something new to Vedic culture, because this was also proposed by a well-known person called Charvakmuni. He also said in olden days that why, after all, life is only one time, and why do you have to struggle so much? You either borrow, you steal, and you do whatever activity, but happily cook with ghee and other things and enjoy your life. Who knows what happens after this life? So this is a typical modern culture. Who knows what happens after this life? Some, we must enjoy our life. But that's not the concept of your pravrtima. In pravrtima, you are doing dharma according to the regulation. And that regulation leads to artha, and with that artha one enjoys karma, but there they stop at that point itself. It does not progress to nivrittima, where the moksha is included. So therefore in the moksha, that process, people tend to take to nivrittima, where Prabhupada says that Krishna conscious movement is therefore training devotees to cure the pravrtima and accept the nivrittima in order to return home back to Godhead. Now Samskara book tries to talk about the concept of pravrtima and nivrittima, that in pravrtima people tend to enjoy material enjoyment. But within the boundaries of the Vedic scripture, and therefore they tend to take liquor, they tend to eat meat, and these are not considered to be adharma, because that person in that consciousness at least is following a Vedic injunction and then trying to progress on the journey. But that is not a recommendation for, that is not being recommended for everyone to follow. But if someone is following the scripture and taking to that, eventually the person gets purified. But the nivrittima, it talks about, is based on the Dharma Shastras, which is the Manu Samhita. We hear only Manu Shastra, but there are other books like Parasara Samhita and Vishnu Samhita. I've not read these books. Has anyone read? I do not know. Parasara Samhita, Vishnu Samhita. Prabhu, have you read this book? No. They are the books which are recommended for this yuga. And the prescribed duties and rules change from one age to another. So it is said that the Manu Samhita is valid for Satya Yuga, whereas the Gautama for Treta, I have not heard these books, Manka and Likita for Dwapara and Kali Yuga Parasara. And moksha being the goal of Nivrittima, which is, it embodies the goal of life. And there are, if you look at the schools of thought, that Vaisheshika, Nyaya, Sankhya, Ashtanga Yoga, they speak about liberation. Because they talk about moksha, they talk about liberation, the schools of thought. But their concept of liberation is through knowledge. Whereas the Purva Mimamsa of Jaimini, it talks about through meritorious deeds. So we have the Shad Darshanas, or the Shad Darshanas, the four speak about liberation through knowledge. Purva Mimamsa talks about the liberation through the meritorious deeds. And the Uttara Mimamsa, the sixth one, it talks about through renunciation and through expression of loving service to God. And Shankaracharya belongs to the Uttara Mimamsa school of thought, but he says that there is no difference between the God and the Jiva. So this is the basic mistake which people tend to commit. There are two mistakes actually we commit. One mistake is that I become God one day. That's one mistake. And the second mistake is when God descends to the material world, he becomes a human being. I become God or God becomes human. These are the two fundamental mistakes which people tend to commit, and therefore because of that mistake, Prabhupada criticizes them as Mayavadis, and therefore they are not Brahmavadis. There is a gulf of difference between a Mayavadi and a Brahmavadi. And it is said that a Mayavadi ends his life or ends their life in a tree or a stone or that sort of an end they receive. They think that they are going to the higher planet or they're merging with the impersonal of the Lord, but that does not take place. So for us Vaishnava schools, the Pravritti Marg talks about the Pancharatrika Vidhi and the Bhagavad Vidhi. The Pancharatrika Vidhi and the Bhagavad Vidhi. And in the Pancharatrika Vidhi, it's once again the purificative ceremonies are included. Why Pancharatrika Vidhi is being spoken? Because we talk about the purificative process, and the purificative ceremonies are included in the Pancharatrika Vidhi. And primarily, the Pancharatrika Vidhi include the Hari Bhakta Vilas and Sat Kriya Sada Deepika. They are the basic books which the Gaudiya Vaishnava school takes it. And Hari Bhakta Vilas have gone through, but Sat Kriya Sada Deepika. Prabhu, did you go through that book? Sat Kriya Sada Deepika. So the Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. And in Bhagavad Gita, what is the primary process? Because it's a purification. In Bhagavad Gita, what is the primary process? Shravanam and Kirtanam. Typically in Bhagavad Gita process is the Shravanam and Kirtanam. And in the Pancharatrika Vidhi, it includes Archana, that worshipping God in the temple in the Archana form. Then Vandana, offering prayers. Dasya, intimate service. And Sakya, making friends with the Lord. And then Atmanivedana, utterly surrendering unto Him. So these are aspects of the Pancharatrika. So we have the Pancharatrika Vidhi and the Bhagavad Vidhi, and the combination of this propels us from wherever we are, whatever platform we are, into the highest platform. So therefore, Prabhupada said that those who are not Brahmas, do not know what is Pravritta Marg or Nivritti Marg, they simply want to obtain pleasure at any cost. Krishna conscious movement is therefore training devotees to give up the Pravritti Marg and accept the Nivritti Marg in order to return home back to Godhead. This is a little difficult to understand, but it's very easy if one can take the Krishna consciousness seriously and tries to understand Krishna. A Krishna conscious person can understand that performing yajna according to the karmakanda system is a useless waste of time, and that merely giving up the karmakanda and accepting the process speculation is also unfruitful. Because in speculation, you do not know absolute truth. You are only speculating how the absolute truth is going to be. And that speculation is leading you nowhere because you do not know the Absolute Truth itself. You are trying to think through your fertile intelligence or mind how the Lord is looking or how the God, where the God is and so on. And that leads nowhere. Because we are in the material world, Lord is in the spiritual world. How does our consciousness go into the spiritual world? The only way to know about the spiritual world is to hear from the Lord Himself or through His parampara. Then we understand about the spiritual world, and then our journey can move towards the spiritual world. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur has sung in his Prema Bhaktichandrika, Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Gevala Vishara Vishera Bhanda Amruta Paniya Yavakai Nanayoni Sadathire Kadaya Bhakshanakare Tara Janma Adha Pathaya. A list of Karma Kanda or Jnana Kanda is like a poison pot, and one who takes to such a life is doomed. Do we have a pastime that reflects on this? The Brahmanas were performing the activity, and therefore their future becomes not exactly doom but kind of a doom. Anyone remember the pastime? The stories about the Jnana Kanda. Sorry? Yeah, 10th canto we have the Brahmana and Brahmana Patni's pastime, where the Brahmanas were performing the rituals, the Vedic rituals. And for what purpose they are performing the Vedic rituals? They are performing Vedic rituals to ascend to the higher planetary system. And so therefore when Krishna and Balaram along with the Gopas, they were there nearby, and the Gopas said they are feeling hungry, and the Krishna said that, well, here the Brahmana is performing the Vedic sacrifices, you go and approach them for prasadam. And when the Gopas or the cowherd boys, they approach the Brahmanas don't even look at them in the beginning, and they said, since they are performing the Vedic rituals, and unless the ritual is completed, it cannot, nothing can be given. And they return back to Krishna. Now Krishna says, then approach the Brahmapatnis. And when the Brahmapatnis receives that message, they were so happy that they collected entire bhoga and then moved towards where Krishna and Balaram were there. And then they offer the bhoga to the Lord. And the Lord becomes so much pleased. I think there are 2-3 verses which are interesting there. I'll just see if I can pick up. 10.23.9, the Brahmanas heard this supplication from the Supreme Person of Godhead, yet they refused to pay heed. Indeed, they were full of petty desires and entangled in elaborate rituals. Though presuming themselves advanced in Vedic learning, they were actually inexperienced fools. So although the ingredients of sacrificial performance, the place, time, particular paraphernalia, mantras, rituals, priests, fires, demigods, etc. are all simply aspects of his opulence. The Brahmana saw Lord Krishna as an ordinary human because of their perverted intelligence. So this is a mistake committed by individuals who think that when the Lord listens, He is like an ordinary human being. And because of that, they fail to recognize that He is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the direct manifest personality of Godhead, whom the material senses cannot ordinarily perceive. Thus, bewildered by their false identification, the mortal body, they did not show Him proper respect. And then it continues. Hearing about me, the Krishna is saying, seeing my deity form, meditating upon me and chanting my names and glories that love for me develops, not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back home, back to your homes. So therefore, we find that the Brahmanas have rejected Krishna, that thought that Krishna is an ordinary human being and did not serve Him. Whereas the Brahmana wives or Brahma Patnis, they have heard about Krishna from the gopis and others who were passing by their village, and therefore they were enamored by or they were attracted to Krishna and were eagerly waiting to see Him, and when they got an opportunity, they served Lord Krishna and Balaram and his gopa friends. And this is the process which we need to take, and that's kindly by Srila Prabhupada, we have received the process in the parampara of Shravanam and Kirtanam, and following the Pancharatrika Vidhi, we can ascend or we can get the highest benefit of the human form of life. So therefore, summarizing this text, that we need to follow the purificatory process, and the purificatory process starts from before becoming birth till the end of life, and people tend to follow the Nivritti Mark. If at least a person can follow the Nivritti Mark, one gets elevated because it is described in the Vedic scripture, but there are atheists who do not even follow the Nivritti Mark, and therefore they are going deeper and deeper into the material conception of life and then going down in their consciousness, which means that they may not even get a human body in the next life. So therefore, what makes a progress from the Nivritti, from the Pravritti Mark to the Nivritti Mark is the moksha component. And in that moksha, in the different schools of thought, they suggest different methods to achieve the moksha, but in the Vaishnava school, it is ultimately the Pancharatrika Vidhi and the Bhagavad Vidhi. In Pancharatrika Vidhi, we have seen how the various aspects of prayer of Archana, then Dasya, Sakya helps us in progressing Krishna consciousness. At the same time, the Bhagavad Vidhi, which is the Shravanam and Kirtanam, which takes us to the ultimate goal of Krishna Prema. Yeah, at this stage we stop, and any questions or any comments? Any question, any comment? Yes, Prabhu.
No, in Vaishnava, we say that in Vaishnava is broken down and process. The moksha is there, whereas in Shaivas, they also think that they can attain the moksha. Is it true, or can you explain it a bit on that?
In Shaiva school, they attain?
Yes, moksha, they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But is it, because I was saying that now, anyway, Vaishnavas only we can attain this moksha. So, how do we understand that Shaiva school?
We need to actually ask them what is meant by moksha before the answer can be given. Because the concept of moksha is different from their school to our school. Possibly they may not even have an idea of what is meant by moksha. For a common man, at least still I came to Krishna consciousness, I've heard moksha from a childhood so many times. Neither did I think anything about moksha, nor I contemplated on it. So therefore I didn't even know what moksha meant.
But I was trying to tell them that even if you practice sincerely in Shaivas, then next birth they are born as Vaishnava and you can go into the thing like moksha. That's the way it is, trying to explain by my understanding, saying like that.
See, moksha is Prabhupada translates it as into liberation. And when we talk about liberation, Prabhupada says in terms of five types of liberation, that the sahitya, sahitya, that is, you get the same form of the Lord, then you merge with the Lord in this impersonal form of the Lord, that effulgence which is rejected by the Vaishnavas, then you samipya, you get very close to the Lord. This concept is not there for them when they talk about liberation. They think that, okay, you worship them and then you are relieved from the material entanglement, that is the Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi. I don't think they even understand the concept that ultimately there are the five types of liberation, and those five types of liberation they cannot achieve unless they are worshipping the Supreme Personality of God, the Supreme Lord. Because I think Shiva says at one place that I can give anything, but when it comes to moksha, you should worship the Supreme Lord.
Yeah, even when I'm back in home and I'm in Madurai Vinayaka temple, I do Palabhishek, you know, Milkabhishek of Lord Shiva, Dakshinamurti, every Thursday. And my friends and relatives think that, so still are you continuing after going to Melbourne? When I told them that Lord Shiva gave the promotion to surrender to Krishna, so that's the way we can attain this moksha, all this thing I was telling them.
Yeah, these are the terms which are used very liberally and we do not know what they mean. So we should ask them further questions to understand what they actually mean by that. Because we know that from the from Bhagavad Gita, that if you are worshipping any devata, because the worship done by the Brahmanas, they were trying to ascend to the higher planetary system. So similarly, somebody wants to go to moon, Prabhupada says that you worship the deity of, presiding deity of moon, then you are transported to moon in the next birth, not in this birth by mechanical method. Or you worship sun god, you move to sun planet, depending on the purity of your worship, you attain sun planet, not in this life, but the next life. But otherwise, the Pragatima, it is typically the Pavarga, that's what the scripture says, Pa-pa-pa-pa-ma. That Pa is, it's spoken in terms of Parishrama, Pa means Pena, that is a form, so much of hard work being done. Then Pa is, it's talking about the disappointment, Pa means Bhaya, fear, and the Pa-pa-pa-pa-ma, Ma stands for Mrityu, ultimately the death. So this is the Pravritti mark, and the Nivritti mark is Apavarga, that is you are having path back to God. Nivritti mark.
Thank you. Thank you.
Prabhu, I need one clarification. You were saying that we make mistakes. That man becomes God and then God comes to the world and as a human being. What is the mistakes? I don't understand. Can you please?
See, in one school of thought, they think that Today I am covered by ignorance. And when the ignorance is removed, I also become God. And therefore they give the example of you take a pot, the earthen pot. Within the earthen pot, there is space. And when you break that pot, the space within the pot merges with the space outside. So therefore the identity of the space is lost, it merges with the outer space. So similarly, today I am ignorant. I am ignorant of the fact that I am not the body, but I am the spirit soul. So when I take up the process, I realize that I am the spirit soul. Not only I realize that I am the spirit soul, but I am the supreme soul or the Brahma. So therefore, when I remove my ignorance, like the breaking the pot, it merges with the rest of the akash or rest of the space. Similarly, when my ignorance is removed, I become the Supreme Lord. This is one mistake committed by one school of thought. And another mistake is when the Lord listens to the material world, like Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, they are considered to be human beings like us. That they are not Satchitananda, but they also have the material body like us. But they are a mode of goodness, whereas I am a mode of ignorance. So where therefore such conceptions in the school of thought of the individuals leads them nowhere. And such people are called as Mayavadis. So therefore their destiny is they think that they are getting elevated spiritually, but according to Vaishnava school, they are not getting elevated, they are hovering in the material world only. In fact, they are moving downwards, and I've heard that they enter into a tree or they enter into a rock in their subsequent lives. Well, Brahmavadi is different. Brahmavadi is a spiritual progression, but they think that the ultimate absolute truth or the highest form of absolute truth is an impersonal form of the Lord. The personality of the Godhead is spiritual, but is subordinate to the impersonal form. Whereas the Vaishnava school says that the impersonal form of the Lord is subordinate to the personality, the form of the Lord. So that's the difference between a Brahmavadi and a Vaishnava.
Hare Krishna.
Any other question or comment?
Thank you.